From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. As the May 22nd primary election draws nearer, Democratic voters out in Arkansas House District 39 have two options to choose from. KUAR's Daniel Breen sat down with both candidates and has this report.
There's been talk of a blue wave washing over the country in the upcoming midterms, but in a Republican supermajority state like Arkansas, most state House and Senate seats up for grabs are either in reliably red or blue districts. But House District 39, which encompasses Maumelle and parts of Levy, Amboy, Marche, Oak Grove, and Sherwood, is the only race where two Democrats are vying to unseat the Republican incumbent, Representative Mark Lowry, who's running for a fourth term. Monica Ball and Joshua Price are both longtime residents of Maumelle. Price runs a public relations firm, and Ball is a recently retired high school science teacher. Both would make history if elected. Ball would be the first woman to win the seat, and Price, whose mother is Filipina, would be the first Asian American elected to the state legislature. But to rewrite history, they have got to get votes, starting in their own home turf. As Maumelle grows, Ball says she wouldn't like to see the suburban community become something it's not.
I would like to see a little bit more options for retail in that area. But as far as, you know, really changing drastically the identity of the community, no, I think that that's a lot of what drew people to that area in the first place.
Joshua Price agrees and takes it a step further.
Oh, yeah, I would love to just physically pick up the promenade in West Little Rock and drop it right there in Lot D in Maumelle. I would love to see something like that.
Though both agree development is good, Price thinks it could be more organized.
I'm very proud of the direction that it's taken, but it's still definitely, I feel, developing kind of haphazardly. But I think it's just such a new city. I would like to see more community planning.
While Price thinks more urban planning is needed, Monica Ball says Maumelle's layout is one of the things that drew her to the community.
When I was in college and I was taking an urban geography class, and, you know, we were studying new towns, well, Maumelle was one of them, you know, because it was newly developed and had all of the green space planned into it, which was something that I found very attractive.
Price says he wants to expand that green space in Maumelle, which boasts two lakes and an extensive bike trail system.
I love Lake Valencia, Lake Willistine. I would like to see those tied in to each other and to the city center, maybe through some bike trails or walking trails.
But while Price wants to expand, Ball says the city should put its resources into what it already has.
And I don't see that many people using the bike trails in Maumelle. You know, I wouldn't go around throwing money at things when there's really no need. I believe in doing studies first, you know, and kind of saying if it's needed. I guess that sets me apart from some people.
But beyond Maumelle, either Price or Ball would be expected to cooperate with a Republican-controlled House in a state Donald Trump won by 60%. Price, who grew up in rural southwest Arkansas, says his work with the Delta Regional Authority bolstered his skills in bipartisan cooperation.
I think sometimes we get it in our heads a little bit much, and we focus on single issues, but there are a lot of issues out there, and there's always ways to compromise. I think that if you sit down with someone and you have a rational conversation, 9 times out of 10, you can arrive at some sort of a compromise.
Likewise, Ball says her years spent teaching have taught her to compromise.
I've worked with every kind of person. And public education, you know, in the schools that I've been, it works fine. It's like a microcosm of society.
On hot button issues, Price and Ball have nuanced opinions. Take abortion rights, which incumbent Mark Lowry has sought to roll back.
Trying to undermine pro-choice. That's not a woman's issue. That's a man's issue.
And I honestly think that that decision should be between the woman, her family, the father of the baby if he's involved, and whatever God or religion that she believes in.
Also, the issue of raising the minimum wage. Proposals to raise it from $8.50 to as much as $12 an hour were recently rejected by Attorney General Leslie Rutledge. Price says it should be raised, but on a region-to-region basis.
You know, you have to look at the local housing market. You have to look at the cost of gasoline in that area, the cost of food in that area. And then I think from there, you would have an expert economist kind of or a panel of economists then create what they believe would be that number.
Ball says she would find other ways to help lift working families out of poverty.
One of the things that we could do to help people with that living wage is give earned income tax credits that help make up the difference between what a working person is making and what it would take to be a living wage.
In all, Ball embraces traditional progressive issues like more access to birth control, a cap in child care costs, and local control of school districts. Price, while generally supporting the progressive cause, is not ashamed to speak about his faith and support of the Second Amendment. But both can agree on one thing, they don't like voter ID, which you'll need to show to vote for either of them in the May 22nd primary. Daniel Breen, KUAR News.